Hello, it's Friday, September 22nd, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. As everybody can hear, Lisa Giuliani is back in the saddle. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't be happier. I was saying after the show yesterday how weird it is doing this show solo, because we're so used to going back and forth with each other that to sit there for half an hour plus and just do it alone is very different. So nobody could be happier than me that Lisa's back. Now, before we jump into our show today, where we're going to talk about Aaron Russo's DVD, America, From Freedom to Fascism, I want to alert everybody to the Wing TV homepage. Our lead article today is entitled, Does God Really Speak to Alex Jones? Very, very interesting, where Alex said that God directed him to bullhorn the Bilderbergers in Canada earlier this year. Also, next Friday, a week from today, we're going to have our latest results for the Wing TV poll. Who's the worst shill or the worst talking head in the mainstream media? It's a very, very close contest between five or six different people, but there's, I think, 45 or 50 of them listed. And last but not least, it seems like a few people weren't real pleased with my show or my comments yesterday about Hugo Chavez and socialism. So what we're going to do is talk a little bit more on Monday about socialism per se, not really about Chavez, but about socialism as a political system and why I'm so opposed to it. So these are all the things coming up in the near future.
I'd like to stop you for a second. I just want to tell everybody who emailed me with well wishes, thank you very much. It really meant a lot to me to hear from you. As you can hear, I'm not entirely better. But I do appreciate all the good wishes and the kindness that has been extended to me this week. Hopefully I'll feel better by Monday.
Exactly. Now, this DVD, Aaron Russo's America, From Freedom to Fascism, as I said the last few days, me and Lisa have never seen this. We haven't even seen the trailers for it, in all honesty. And yesterday afternoon after the show, I said, well, we're going to watch this DVD tonight, and if we like it, we're going to say so. And if we don't like it, we're going to say so. As everybody can tell, we're not the kind of people that lick our finger and put it up in the air to see which way the wind's blowing. In other words, we don't go along with the crowd. If we really like something, we say it. If we don't, we don't. When it comes to freedom to fascism, Lisa?
I give it a 2 thumbs up.
Absolutely. Myself, I agree completely. We were very, very, very impressed with what Aaron Russo did.
Yeah, it covers a lot more than what I thought it would. It starts out covering the income tax issue, but it gets into several different subject areas through the course of the film. I think I found one hypocritical statement, and that was issued by Mike Rupert, who was also interviewed in this, something about holding oneself accountable for their actions, which I thought was pretty hypocritical. But other than that, I thought that the whole film was excellent.
Yeah, and I'm only going to make one objection, too, and it doesn't even have to do specifically with Aaron Russo's film. It has to do with the income tax in general, and a question that I've been trying to get an answer to for years and years, and nobody seems to be able to answer it. But before I get to that, let's go into this film, and what we're going to cover today is just the income tax portion of it. I mean, it goes, as Lisa said, it goes into many, many other areas after the income tax is covered, but due to time constraints, we can't cover everything in it. But we want to commend Aaron Russo, and as we said, he was supposed to be on our show last Friday. He had some kind of medical procedure that had to be done, and his schedule is all booked this week. So we're just going to jump into it ourselves and look at two things, really, that I think have done just about more to destroy this country than anything, and that is, in 1913, the federal income tax was started, and also the creation of the Federal Reserve System.
Right. Russo's film gets into how the bankers had this goal of taking control of the American government by being the issuers of money through this banking cartel. And the bankers involved were, of course, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, and Warburg.
And they were agents of the Rothschilds. And even though that wasn't brought out in the film, anyone that studies the Fed knows that these were, especially Warburg, were agents of the Rothschild family that were sent over here to create this central bank.
Right. These bankers felt that whoever issues money for America controls the government. So in Russo's film, he states that they took over the government in 1913.
Yeah.
And it gets into the 16th Amendment, how it wasn't legally ratified, that Congress and the court know that it wasn't ratified.
Right. And how they took it over was a silent coup d'etat. So not even a single bullet had to be fired for them to take control of our money system. And as Meyer Rothschild himself has said, for me to control, or give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. And what a very telling and very accurate statement that is.
This film also says that bankers control the laws of the nation. Think
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yeah.
And we get to hear from several former IRS agents like John Turner, Joe Bannister, and Sherry Jackson, many of whom, in fact, all of them are pretty well known within these circles.
Right.
They have not been able to find the law requiring American citizens to fill out the 1040 and pay the income tax.
Yeah, that's right.
It turns out there is no law. We've been saying this for a few years now.
Yeah, and we're going to really examine this. But one last thing on the Federal Reserve Act is, if anyone studies even how it was enacted, most of the senators in December of 1913 were home already on Christmas vacation. So this vote was taken with few of them present. And as they say in the film, this was the greatest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people, because whoever issues money controls government. And even Woodrow Wilson, who I've declared the worst president ever in the history of the United States, after he realized how he'd been duped by Colonel House and Bernard Baruch and some of these other shysters, said that he unwittingly ruined his country. Because right now, it's under the control of a small group of dominant men. And the same applies today. It's the same exact scenario.
Aaron Russo not only interviewed the former IRS agents John Turner, Joe Bannister, and Sherry Jackson, he also went straight to the heart of the beast, the IRS, and tried to get them to answer questions about the liability of the American citizen to pay this income tax. And the IRS wouldn't or couldn't answer the question. They will not respond directly. There is no statute that they can show. And that's why they don't want to answer the questions. The government obviously doesn't see this as a high priority, the legality of the income tax. The government answers questions through enforcement actions in the court.
Yeah, they're like, what? Worry about the law? Who needs it? You know, another thing that was very interesting, Lisa, and I did it also in one of my books, was that when he scrolled down through all the different taxes that Americans have to pay, and there, I didn't count them, but I'll bet there were at least 50 different taxes there, and some of them weren't even included that I have in my book, but it's longer than the length of both of our arms, how many taxes we're forced to pay, with the worst one, of course, being those involving the federal government.
We attended the Freedom Rally for We the People Congress back in 2002. Apparently they had another one in 2004. We weren't able to go to that one. But during both, they had legitimate petitions for redress of grievances for the government. The government refused to acknowledge this petition. They didn't answer it. A federal judge determined that the government doesn't have to show the law it enforces.
Yeah.
Now, let me repeat this. There is no law, there is no statute that requires the average American to pay the income tax.
And one mantra that kept being repeated throughout this movie was, why won't the IRS or why won't the government show us the law? When you think about how many thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars each person pays over the years and decades to the federal government, don't you think that the least they could do for us was just show us the law?
Right.
And it's a simple thing. We're not asking them to perform brain surgery on television.
Right. In other words, if it's our duty to pay this tax, then please show us the law that says that we have to pay it. And there is no law. In fact, a lot of people think that the income tax goes to help support and pay for and fund the government infrastructure, build highways, pay for education. This isn't so. The income tax, 100% of it that is collected, goes to paying on the interest on the national debt.
Yeah.
Okay? Your education's paid for by state and local property taxes. Highway construction is paid for by the gas tax, and so forth.
We don't need the federal income tax to keep the federal government going. And Bob Schultz, who's the founder of We the People, said that this tax is the most pernicious form of tyranny and the greatest hoax ever by government.
Which brings the Constitution to the forefront. The Constitution makes it illegal, prohibits a direct tax on the citizens. A direct tax must be apportioned. Okay? An indirect tax is like an excise tax, and they must be uniform throughout the states. The Constitution forbids the direct taxation of its citizens.
Right. And this isn't a Democrat or a Republican issue, because during the Clinton cabinet, it was said that the issue of the legality of the income tax isn't a high priority, and then into the Bush administration. I remember, Lisa, it was either 2001 or 2002. I believe 2002. There was supposed to be a big, very prolific, or very high-profile meeting between We the People, Bob Schultz, the IRS, and the Department of Justice, where they were going to sit down, and the IRS was supposedly going to show everybody, show the country, the law that says Americans have to file a federal income tax. Well, at the last minute, guess what happened? The Department of Justice and the IRS backed out, said they wouldn't participate in this public symposium, and even a guy named Representative Roscoe Bartlett, who was the intermediary, said that he wouldn't participate either. So at that point, the IRS went silent and said, we're not going to participate in this, and we're not going to show anything.
Yeah. A common answer to why we're supposed to pay this tax is the 16th Amendment. Well, the 16th Amendment was not ratified, and as I mentioned before, the Congress and the courts know this, yet they keep throwing this out at us. The 16th Amendment, by the way, did not impose any license to exact a new taxation on the people. It says so. Read it.
Right. Now, even the New York Times, specifically a guy named David K. Johnson, when the IRS had one of their press conferences or whatever, he asked, why won't the IRS answer these questions? And a guy named Terry Lemons from the IRS said, we do answer the questions through the courts.
Russo was asking some really good questions of the IRS in this, such as, what constitutes income? Well, if you want the definition of income, the definition is means that are achieved through corporate profit, through some kind of corporate activity, okay? Not the wages derived from labor of the average American citizen.
Right. And this situation's so bad that a judge on August 31st of last year, that's 2005, said that the government does not have to answer the American people, even though the First Amendment requires that it does.
Right.
And there was no mainstream media coverage whatsoever about this ruling. And the commission that Lisa was referring to earlier was the Grace Commission, where they said 100% of what is collected is absorbed by interest on the national debt. That was all the way back in the Reagan era.
Right. We've written about this before. I wrote an article called The IRS is a Money Laundering Extortion Racket. That's exactly what it is. This is a crime syndicate. It's an agency that unlawfully imposes a tax that doesn't exist on you.
G. Edward Griffin, he was another one of the guests on this movie, when asked why or what purpose the federal income tax served, he said, well, that's easy. It's to redistribute wealth.
To manipulate people.
And to control society. It's all collectivism. It's all a socialist form of control. Socialist form of control. And even Catherine Austin Fitz, who, when asked about the federal income tax, says that we, the American people, are forced to comply or urged to comply via these fiscal statements that we make. In other words, the 1040, the tax form. But the government doesn't have to comply by answering any questions.
Right. Well, they don't have to comply with anything that doesn't fit their agenda. The words voluntary compliance are used all the time with respect to the income tax. The IRS expects people to voluntarily pay this tax, which is a euphemism because mandatory and voluntary are opposites.
Yeah.
You are penalized by the IRS and the courts if you do not pay. So how voluntary is it?
Yeah,
the IRS thinks we should believe voluntary and mandatory mean the same thing.
Yeah, put it like this.
But they don't.
If you're driving through town and there's a red light, it's not voluntary that you stop for the red light. It's mandatory. There's a law. But with the IRS, it's a voluntary tax. So what Aaron Russo did was he went on a quest with his camera, and he wanted to have somebody from the IRS go on film to answer these questions. Well, the questions were, why won't you show us the law? What is the law? Show it to us. And it got so bad that when he was in front of the IRS building one day, they actually had to call in Homeland Security to break this up. And he's saying, what is the IRS so nervous about? Why won't they simply show us the law?
Again, because there is no law. The definition of income, again, it turns on gains or profits, not from wages derived from your labor. The Supreme Court has even said that your income that is derived from labor is your private property. What does the IRS have to say about what the Supreme Court has to say?
Yeah. Well, I wrote that down somewhere in my notes, but there was a representative from Idaho, I can't recall his name, but he said he couldn't identify the law, which requires people to file. Larkin Rose was on film, Irwin Schiff, none of them could identify the law. Even Daniel Inouye, who was a representative from Hawaii, said there's no revisions which require individuals to pay income taxes.
I'll tell you what the Supreme Court and the IRS, how they conflict here. The Supreme Court decisions are not considered relevant by the IRS. The lower courts are the ones that are not in compliance with the law.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, Aaron Russo was confounded in this interview when he discovered that the IRS considers Supreme Court decisions that are totally in conflict and contradict what the IRS penal code has to say. Listen, the Supreme Court has said your income derived from labor is your private property.
Yeah.
The IRS says that's not so.
Now, that's very interesting when you say that our labor is our private property, because what people are always worried about is that the government's either going to attach their wages if they don't file and pay, or that the government's going to come and take their house or take their car. But as was brought out in this film, is the IRS and the government can't legally seize our property, and what they're doing is nothing more than illegal judicial blackmail. The IRS is knowingly deceiving the American people.
Right. What we're seeing, too, and what has been evidenced in many court cases, is that Supreme Court decisions, when people try to go into these lower courts and they try to use the Constitution and Supreme Court decisions that concur with the fact that we don't have to pay this tax, the judges in these lower courts are not allowing the Supreme Court decisions into their courtrooms. In fact, in the Irwin Schiff case, the judge said, I will not allow the law in my courtroom.
Yeah,
I believe we saw
that?
The same kind of stuff going on with the Rick Stanley case in Colorado.
That's a good point.
But not everybody loses to the IRS. 24 people were criminally charged and acquitted. Joe Bannister successfully fought the IRS. Of course,
just
he
last
has
year.
A vault of knowledge and expertise on his side, being a former IRS agent. He knows how to navigate the landmines, which, unfortunately, most people, I don't think, really do.
Yeah, and what one individual in this film brought out, they said, here's the breakdown of the whole situation. Our Constitution freed America. The Internal Revenue Code enslaves America because they're taking your money and redistributing your wealth, just like it is in one of the central tenets of the Communist Manifesto.
Right. One of the things that you can do if you're on a jury in a tax fraud case or a non-filing, non-payment case, ask the judge to show you the law that requires the average American citizen to pay the tax. If no law is shown to you, then you must not convict. This will help set precedents and help others in the future. If they can't show you the law, and they won't show it to you, they haven't shown it to anyone yet,
right,
then don't convict.
That's right. But don't hold your breath with the courts, because Russo did interview a former IRS agent, a Mr. Cohen, who admitted that income isn't defined anywhere in the IRS code, and he said that Supreme Court decisions don't apply to the IRS.
Talk about being marginalized and
talk
reduced
about
to
arrogance.
Nothing. The Supreme Court decisions apply in every other aspect of the law except with respect to the income tax.
Right.
Remember, the income tax is a plank of the Communist Manifesto. It is in direct contradiction to what the Constitution allows.
Yeah.
Okay? There's no law saying we have to pay the income tax, the average American.
Instead, what this is a criminal protection racket. And Russo focused on one case in particular, an individual named Whitey Harrell. And he basically said to the IRS, show me a law that requires me to file an income tax form, and I'll be glad to do it. It's that simple.
Right.
That simple.
They even went into the fact that even the mafia has a code of honor that they operate by, but the IRS doesn't. The IRS is just the collection agency, the thugs for the Federal Reserve. Okay?
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve is not part of the government. It is a private banking cartel. It makes money off of the money it collects from you.
Yeah. There's another case in Illinois in their state legislature that says anyone that's required to file a federal income tax form is required to file an Illinois income tax form. But guess what? There's no law that requires anyone to file the federal income tax
form. In other words, if you're not liable to pay the federal one, then you certainly wouldn't be liable to pay the Illinois one. And I imagine that if we look through all of the states and we see similar wording in their statutes, the same would be applicable.
Yeah. Now, there is good news because, as I mentioned, the Whitey Harrell case, well, guess what? This was a jury trial. The jury went back, deliberated, and found him innocent. The judge was so irate that when this decision was handed down by the jury, he actually got up and left the courtroom. This was a massive victory for the people. Likewise, Joe Bannister, who was arrested in 2004, won in 2005. This was covered quite extensively by John Tiffany in the American Free Press.
Yeah. We have become a nation converted from being independent freeholders to a nation of employees, which is a short walk away from serfdom. Even Mike Rupert said some good stuff in this.
Yeah.
I mean, and we don't think too much of Mike Rupert, but he said, people in this country have become food for the debt machine. That's true. We're conditioned to think credit is a wonderful thing. We're conditioned to think that the piece of paper known as the dollar is actually money when it's just a receipt. We're conditioned to think that this receipt is the actual money. The actual money is the gold that the bankers have usurped.
Right.
And we don't even know where it is.
Yeah, this film even brings out the dark side of the IRS, the even darker side than we've already talked about, how IRS agents are encouraged to lie to taxpayers and also to stick it to the taxpayers. And one of the saddest parts of the film was Joe Louis, maybe the greatest boxer ever in the history of this country. Joe Louis was fighting and giving up his prize, his payment for some of his bouts, and giving it to the USO, okay? But since these payments were in Joe Louis's name, the IRS said that this was still his income and he was required to pay taxes on it. Now, he had given all the money to the government, to the USO to start with, and he had hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt that really carried all his, that he had to carry his entire life. Even when he was an old man, he was forced to be a greeter out in one of the Las Vegas casinos just to pay his IRS debt. This is the thanks that he did for serving his country in the military and giving his prize of a fight to the USO.
Well,
it's despicable.
This is the way the IRS gets people to comply with this illegality. They use the bully tactic, intimidation, smear tactics. They brand people as criminals when this is absolutely not true. Even Ron Paul said that the Federal Reserve was given the authority to counterfeit money. In other words, our money's no different than monopoly money. Today's dollar is worth about 4 cents. And as I said before, they want you to believe that this receipt is actually money. But Thomas Jefferson said, paper is the ghost of money. It's not money itself.
Yeah, and speaking of which, Ron Paul, when describing the Federal Reserve, said, it's all a big secret. We can't find out what's going on because Congress has never audited the Federal Reserve.
Right, and Ron Paul says Congress ignores their ability to do any oversight, and of course the people aren't forcing the issue, pressuring Congress to do just that. The Federal Reserve took control of the gold at Fort Knox. They've not been audited, and nobody's doing anything about it. We don't know where that gold is or what's happened to it. The American people have been swindled, the gold has been stolen, and what have we gotten in return? Paper.
Right, and you know what's funny is, so many people, when I mention the Federal Reserve, people that are Penn State students, sometimes grad students, don't realize that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned for-profit corporation. And as I said, and some people say, well, you know, the president, he has to pick the people who are on the board of the Federal Reserve. He gets to pick the chairman. Well, guess what? Here's the way it really works, is that the bankers who comprise this cartel, they make the list.
Right.
They compile the list, then they give it to the president, and I'm sure there's a few elbows and a few nudges. Then the president, quote-unquote, selects the chairman and those members on the board.
And Victor's not just saying this. This is substantiated by audio clips, audio and video clips of our leadership talking about the suggestions for selections right on your TV. So Victor's not just coming up with this off the breeze. It turns out, and this is no surprise to us. In fact, nothing in this video is a surprise to us. We've written about this stuff before. Congress is intimidated by the bankers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they don't do anything.
Yeah. And the big problem, as anyone who's studied this subject knows, is that without a gold standard, without something to base the currency on, there's no way to protect our money against inflation. The paper isn't money. The paper equates to poverty because it keeps losing its value.
Right. Well, the paper's just monopoly money. It has no real worth or value. The dollar's worth about 4 cents. It can't be stressed enough. Because people, this is one of those taboo subjects.
Right.
One of those unapproved things you're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
There is no law requiring the average American citizen to pay the income tax. Do you hear me? This is a money laundering extortion racket.
Yeah. Robert Reich, who is one of Bill Clinton's big money men, said, here's the way the system works. Domestic policy, that means the money inside our country, is run by the Federal Reserve. Then he said foreign policy is run by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. And he said both houses of Congress are irrelevant. Henry Ford, everybody knows him, said that if people understood the banking system, there'd be a revolution before the morning.
Right.
Nobody takes the time to understand.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve.
Our founding fathers knew the danger of these bankers. Thomas Jefferson said, banking institutions with the power to issue money are more dangerous to this country than standing armies.
Yeah.
Okay? The bankers are controlling the governments of the world wherever there are central banks.
What we have is fascism here.
And what's one of the first things, Victor, that was put into place in Iraq?
Yeah, they said, well, not one of the first things,
right.
First
they installed a central bank.
Right.
This is a world system of financial control that's in private hands.
Right. Fascism is really nothing more than corporatism, the merging of government and business, and who runs business is the banks. The government should be our servant, and we should be the master.
Right.
What's happened is the whole thing is flip-flopped.
So in other words, the bankers are not just controlling the laws of this nation, of America. They're controlling essentially the laws of the world. And they are trying to extend that control to be total.
That's right. Now, to close this show out, a question that I said I was going to raise at the beginning of the show. The question I've been asking people for years, and nobody seems able to answer. We've been to conferences. We've had guests on our show. We've spoken to people on the telephone. Nobody can answer it. Now, if somebody is an independent contractor, they can withhold money going to the government because the government doesn't get their hands on it first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what about the vast majority of people?
Who just get a paycheck.
Who get a paycheck and the government has already taken their cut out before the employee gets their hands on it. How does the employee prevent their employer from taking this money out? We saw what happened to Dick Simkinen down in Texas.
Right.
He got thrown in jail for doing that exact thing. How does the everyday worker who has to file or who gets money taken out of their paycheck every week or every 2 weeks, it's in their best interest to file because that's how they get money back, their little piddling amount that the government gets back. And most people think, oh, man, I'm getting $800 back from this government, like they're actually getting something. No, what happened is the government's been sitting on that money, collecting interest on that money from millions and millions of people all throughout the year. How can the everyday worker stop their employer from withholding taxes, which the government takes before the worker ever gets their hands on it? This movie never confronted that. Nobody that I know has ever been able to adequately answer that question for me, because right now, if 98% of the people who work in this country, if the government takes the money before they get their hands on it, the government doesn't give a damn because all these people are feeding the beast.
Right. You're getting your pocket picked.
They don't have a choice in the matter.
Right.
Because they're not an independent contractor.
Right. And one other thing that he went into regarding this whole income tax issue is how the media is covering it up. The media is not challenging or even attempting to get answers to the questions of the public. And so you've got the majority of the public not asking the questions because of the bullying and intimidation tactics and the fact that they see what happens to people.
That's right.
If they don't pay, the people who are made examples of, the people who get their businesses, their lives destroyed, the people whose children can't go to college because the IRS just takes everything.
Well, not to mention, even if the IRS doesn't take them to court, all the money that's stolen from people.
And the trauma
that
they are subjected to. I mean, it's a good way to shut people up. Fear-based trauma.
But just sit down sometime and calculate for 1 year how much money was taken out of your paycheck by the federal government.
Yeah.
Then multiply that by 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
Right.
And at the end of 40 years, come up with an amount and think what you could have done with all of that.
Right.
Hundreds, that's what it is, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
In fact, the people that Aaron Russo interviewed in this movie, the average everyday Joe Q citizen, they were asked, what if there is no law that requires you to pay this? Would you pay it? And everybody, down to a T,
right,
said, well, no.
Of course not.
Why should we pay it?
Yeah.
And how does this make you feel? Well, it makes me feel very angry.
Exactly.
Well, how angry are you? Are you angry enough to do something about it? Do you want to keep getting your pocket picked? You want to keep getting mugged? You want to keep being a victim of this money laundering extortion racket? Because as long as you keep feeding the beast, that's what you'll be.
Yeah.
And this is how it will be.
And they have no incentive whatsoever to do anything
right
if this money keeps rolling in. So, in closing,
we want to say it again, Victor.
Well,
there's no law that requires the average American citizen to pay the income tax. And I especially want my parents to hear that.
And also, in closing, we have to give two big thumbs up to Mr. Aaron Russo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For compiling this film. Now, there have been a couple people out there that have been critical of this film. The usual people that are always criticizing everybody. And they're completely off base, yeah, because this is one hell of a movie.
If there was something that we didn't smell right about this film, we would come out and tell you.
Absolutely.
We were very, very happy with it. And as we said, it went into a lot of other things, RFID chips, the Patriot Act, and executive orders,
right,
so on and so forth. We think that it's a must-see. And we think that this is something that should be hammered into the public consciousness. Show it to people. Encourage people to go see it. I'm going to encourage everybody I know to go see it. This is basic knowledge of how the government works and how the IRS operates and what the Federal Reserve is and what it's doing to all of us.
The movie's an hour and 45 minutes long and not a dull moment in it. We encourage everyone two thumbs up. We thought it was fabulous. And we want to thank the people with Aaron Russo for sending us an advance copy of this movie. Now, as I said, on Monday we're going to talk about socialism and the concept of an enemy of my enemy doesn't necessarily make this person a friend. It's going to be very interesting. Until then, enjoy your weekend. Think about what's been said during this show,
and we welcome your feedback as well.
Exactly. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
Have a great weekend, everyone. See you then.